Yeah, I think we'll be multiple. Obviously incorporate some of that into our game. But, you know, with Jed, I know we've had some conversations leading into that.
What do you want to see?
Well, you know, I think anybody that knows our scheme that we've incorporated, we like to have those rush type people on the right side. We call it a Leo, and we've had some success up in Seattle with them, the Chris Clemens, the Bruce Irvins. So we'll take a hard look at those guys in the draft, the outside linebacker type. So you'll see him work out with the linebackers, the defensive line, and you know, we'll have particular close attention to that.
Does a spot like that, the pass rush has been an issue for this franchise for multiple head coaches for a long period of time. Does that put you guys at any kind of disadvantage or factor into anything when something's been a problem for that long?
No, I think we come into it with our system, and I think we evaluate the players that we have there in Jacksonville, and what we did in Seattle, we said, all right, here's the types of players we have. Let's incorporate a system that best utilizes their talents. And I think we brought that same approach to Jacksonville. We have some good players there, some unique talents, and we need to incorporate them. But we also have a philosophy that we'd like to eventually get to. And, that's getting those ends on the perimeter that can rush, you know, not only on first and second down, but on third down as well. Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you see a lot of teams that might be 3-4, and then on third down they show some 4-3 principles. Where on first and second down we'll have some 4-3 and 3-4 principles. And I think in the past what we've seen is maybe, an example might be the run game. Some offenses say, hey, here's our run game attack for a 4-3 team. Here's what we're going to do as a run game for a 3-4 team. Well, when they see us do both, the run game, shrinks down a little bit. And, the philosophy behind it defensively is that it pares it down and becomes easier for us as far as, the style of runs that we see.
You want to be able to rush out of both?
You'd like to be able to rush out of both, yes.
And what does this combine feel like to you as a first-year head coach coming in here versus the other time?
It's great. I mean, the other day is the first time that I saw the punters and kickers do heights and weights. I was sitting there kind of shaking my head thinking, I've never done this before. But it's been great. It's been a great opportunity. Every day I've been learning. Not only the football side, the combine stuff, but just all the coaches in the NFL and making contacts and sharing conversations. But, it's been a tremendous learning experience for me, but a great experience. Well, I think we've had a lot of meetings, Dave Caldwell and I. I think one of the most important things is develop a relationship with the GM as a head coach, and we've done that. And we spent a lot of time watching tape together and just talking through philosophy and what we're looking for in our scheme, both offensively and defensively. And now we're coming to the combine and really checking it out. And it gives us an opportunity when we sit and watch players, whether they're running or, the heights and weights, just have some conversation, about the style of player we're looking for. Right. A lot of my time obviously was spent on the defensive side during the season. But in my viewpoint, I guess to watch it, it seemed like with Russell we kind of started off a little conservative, making sure he was put in a position to be successful. And you saw some of our games. The Green Bay game was a low-scoring game in Seattle. Some of the early games were like that. But then after the Chicago game, I think the philosophy turned. Kind of turned it loose for him a little bit and became more creative. And that's where some of the option run game came into effect. And it was really trying to utilize his athleticism. And you are seeing that now throughout the league. We saw it with RG3, Kaepernick, and, obviously Russell, and we're probably going to see more of that style of runs. And really, I think what puts stress on a defense is even if the quarterback can get 40, 50 yards a game rushing, and it can be like Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't have to be the read option. It can be a scramble ability or ability to run. It just really puts a lot of stress on the defense, and it makes you, really forces you to be more accountable with all your assignments.
What's the most important part as a defensive guy than your defending teams?
Well, you know, I think for us, it started off with having really good coverage corners. You know, guys that can play press like we have. And then, you know, obviously the defensive end spot, guys that can run. And, you know, that's so important in our philosophy, is that you got to have a defense really built around speed. And with this being incorporated by many of the offenses, the ends that can run, the corners that press, that allows you to bring an extra guy into the box, you know, to account for all the different option aspects, I think is critical. No, you'll definitely see some of those concepts, but we'll be multiple. I mean, you'll see some gap schemes, some zone schemes. You know, again, to best utilize the personnel that we have up front.
Gus, you said with Wayne there's going to be competition there at quarterback.
Right. I think not only at quarterback, but throughout the whole team. You know, and I think our players will understand that. I think there'll be a sense of discomfort with our players because we'll be bringing in a lot of competition, and it doesn't matter what position, but obviously we feel good about some of the skill sets that we have on the team, but we know that the only way really we're going to truly get better is through competition, and we got to bring that in. I think he'll respond very well. I mean, just, you know, it's hard because only the conversations we have is just really general with them right now. But, you know, really we try to form our own opinion on Blaine, and just through watching tape and until we get a chance to see him on the practice field, you know, we're going to be excited about that. But thus far, everything that our conversations with him just personally, at a personal level, has been tremendous. Yeah, do I have to say it here at the combine? No, I mean, I think you can look at the pass. It's got to be someone that really has good speed. A guy like Chris Clemons, you know, not to talk about other teams' personnel now, but that type of individual that's, you know, maybe 6'3", 250 pounds and can run a 4.5, 4.6, you know, where some teams may consider him a linebacker type. I think we'll try to take a look at them and say, hey, could he be that Leo N type spot? Well, he's had tremendous impact on me. I think, you know, it was my first opportunity in the NFL, and just to see how he treated players and really his conviction to a scheme. I think the stereotype behind us in Seattle, because I was really under Monty, was that we were a Tampa 2 team, where it's just the opposite. You know, we might have played 25 snaps of cover 2 of Tampa 2 in Seattle. You know, we were more of a single safety middle man and three deep team. And that allowed us to have the presence to do the 4-3 and the 3-4 principles. So, but he's had tremendous impact on me as far as how important fundamentals, getting the ball, you know, tackling principles, leverage principles, those types of concepts are with me since the day I met him. Right. I think, you know, Pete's a tremendous coach, both offensively, defensively, special teams. And I think, you know, the list could go on and on. I think he had tremendous impact offensively. You know, he was in there with those meetings and kind of talked to him about, you know, what gave defenses problems. He was in our defensive meetings. He was in the special teams meetings. But probably is, I mean, every day he was the same person. And he had great vision, great conviction. And I think I've always had some vision, if I was in this opportunity, what it would be. But I have even stronger convictions now that I've been with Pete. And, you know, he's also someone that's had great impact on me. Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of zone teams like you're talking about. So, you know, that Leo spot and our outside linebacker and the perimeter, you know, have got to be guys that can set the edges. You know, zone schemes are trying to stretch the perimeter and create vertical seams. So I think it's important that those two edge guys, the outside linebacker and the other guy, can really set the edge, along with give you some rush.
As you formulate schemes or tinker with that, do you look at things like the division opponents? I mean, do you look at the Colts and say, all right, well, Andrew Luck, something we're going to have to be able to deal with, and so we need to formulate thinking of him or thinking of
Right. Without a doubt, I think you look at your division because that's first and foremost. But we try not to get into too much of that. We really are concentrating on what we need to do. And it's probably an overused cliche about, you know, we do what we do and it's about us. But we're really trying to emphasize that, and we will emphasize that with our players. And our whole perspective is just to get better. And I think if we have that mindset and going to practice every day, practice is everything to our organization. Competition is vital. And, you know, really get better. And I think those things are byproducts and they'll take care of themselves. Obviously, when we get in the season, there'll be a little bit more detail in the off season as coaches will look at that. But not a lot of emphasis with our players on that. Well, it's probably similar to the Wildcat in some ways. You know, I think it made a lot of defensive coordinators nervous and how much that you were going to see of it. And the same thing, but I know in the off season we were going to put extended periods of time into looking at, okay, what do we need to do to slow this down a little bit? Because it does put some strain. You know, is it here to stay? I think, you know, one of the things in Seattle I think they did a good job was Russell was very sharp as far as executing. He would run out of bounds. He would slide. He would, you know, do things to, you know, keep him out of harm's way. And I think, you know, that's probably the big thing with quarterbacks is that they're going to, you know, keep the ball and run on the perimeter. You know, they're really opening themselves up for some hits and some injuries. And franchise quarterbacks right now are so difficult to find, and you really need to protect them. So I think, you know, most teams will have a conscience about that.
A couple more, guys. What's the biggest challenge to setting and establishing the culture as a new guy and as a person?
Right. I think, that's probably all this stuff right now is great, but I can't wait for April, you know, to where we get our players in-house and really to communicate the vision, the language we want to use in our building, and how we coach as a coaching staff. I feel extremely good about the coaching staff that we put together, and I'm excited about the opportunity to see them on the field coaching these guys. And I think our players are really going to feel it. And, you know, we believe in our guys. We know there's some areas that we need to get stronger. You know, we'll take care of that through free agency, through draft, and through, you know, competition like we talked about. But, you know, overall, the overall sense that I'm feeling just from the short conversation I'm having with the players is of true excitement. And not only with our players, our organization, but the city of Jacksonville.
How much do you think your energy factors in that? Guys in April, you know, maybe aren't eager to get back to work, but when they meet you and feel your vibe.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if I can control that. I can just control myself, and I'm ecstatic. I can't wait. It's, you know, it's something that I know our coaching staff is about that too, about that type of personality and that type of energy. So, you know, I hope they carry on, but, you know, I know we all have a vision, and I'll have tremendous belief in our players. And, you know, this is a partnership that we're working to build here, and it's the players, the coaches, the organization, and, you know, I can't tell you how excited we are about getting this thing going.